This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
The debate over immigration and amnesty continued today, and on the Chad Hasty Show, we talked about the latest in the battle over amnesty. According to Breitbart, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce president said that in the next 2 to 4 years, the landscape will not be more conducive to amnesty legislation. That, according to the president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Tom Donahue, wrote on Monday. Donahue has previously stated that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would pull out all the stops to get immigration reform this year, that the group would reportedly plan to spend around $50 million to blunt influence of the Tea Party. Why? Because the Tea Party opposes amnesty. And millions more will be spent to push for immigration reform legislation that the Congressional Budget Office has said will lower the wages of everyday American workers. How do you like to hear that? You know, my big question is, you look at the local Chamber of Commerce, whether you're in Lubbock or whatever city. I know here in Lubbock, the local Chamber of Commerce, they have sent out emails before urging people to contact their lawmakers and to push for immigration reform now. Well, as has been talked about many times, the only type of immigration reform you're going to get right now will be amnesty. Why? Because that's what the Democrats want. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce pushing it, the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce pushing it, to me is not a very good idea. And I tend to wonder exactly how many business owners out there really think it's a good idea and really agree with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and really the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, because they are part of the U.S. Chamber, wanting to advocate for amnesty. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the Lubbock Chamber, the U.S. Chamber, all the Chamber of Commerce out there banding together for amnesty? Is that really what you signed up for when you signed up for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, or when you signed up for your local Chamber of Commerce? Does that really look out for local business interests, which is what the Chamber of Commerce is supposed to do? In fact, the Legislative Affairs Division guiding principles, according to Lubbock, to the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce website, says the government should do no harm to the Lubbock area economy. Interesting. Wouldn't amnesty do harm to the Lubbock area economy? I would think so. The CBO says that it would lower the wages of working Americans. Wouldn't that hurt the economy? I would say so. So it seems as though Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, they're advocating for immigration reform right now. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce is a part of, is pushing for amnesty right now. It seems as though the guiding principles that the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce bases everything off of, well, seems to be a little off-center here when looking at immigration reform. Seems to be a little off. I'm Chad Hasty. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. You can also respond via email, chad@kfyo.com. We'll talk about this more in depth on the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hasty Show, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at kfyo.com. And with the Radio Pup app, you can listen whenever and wherever you are. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. This has been One More Round.